I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with singer, songwriter, producer, and an amazing guitarist, Aaron Davis. Aaron Davis and the Mystery Machine. The new record is out, The Meander. And Aaron, I wanted to ask, where did these songs come from? There's a nice collection.
Yeah, so the writing for this album sort of started in North Carolina and Kentucky, right about the time that Screen Door Porch decided to take a break in early 2018. And yeah, it sort of started with just a couple of songs, and I wasn't sure exactly how this project was going to pan out, if it was going to be a solo project in terms of just me, you know, a solitary acoustic guitar and voice or what. And then it kind of turned into a bigger project in that spring when I wrote a few more tunes, and the Mystery Machine was really starting to gel, and so I decided to turn this little small EP-minded project into a full length and add a couple more songs. So,
who are some of the other players?
Yeah, so the core band is Jason Baggett on drums, David Bundy on bass and harmony vocal, and Mike Patton on piano, organ, tuba, trombone, and a harmony
tuba,
vocal.
Yeah. Trombone, I love it.
Yes, yes. We've been doing a little mini acoustic set this summer where Mike plays tuba and I play lap steel, and Bundy moves from bass to acoustic guitar, and then we get out a little cigar box, and that's a percussion instrument. So it's been fun mixing it up, and now that the band's about 2 years old, it's really freed us up to do some more experimental things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you produced this at your place, right?
I did. It was recorded at my studio, Three Hearted Recording in Hoback, and every session was there except for one with Jalon Crossland up at the Wild Theater in Sheridan. We were both on tour and crossed paths and made a little space there in the theater to jam. So he's on same cloth, playing banjo and singing on same cloth, as well as Einstein's Ashes playing banjo.
On same cloth, there's a kind of a slow rise as it builds, and then it's just, you not only hear your guitar combined with Jalon's banjo, but then a chorus comes in. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that was a really fun, you know, at that point there were about Cedar Rose, my wife from Screen Door Porch, sings harmony with Jalon, and then it became this thing where every singer that came into the cabin, I decided to record them on that last verse. So there's 11 voices in there. It was basically a 2 week span. Anybody that came to record, I just had them sing and pick out a part, and it became this huge thing, and I wish I could pull that off live.
Well, they had come from the same cloth, buried alive in their own thoughts, but they meant well. Yeah, well, they mean well. For they descended from the clouds enough times to know there's another to know. Yeah, there's another. It's a grateful rewind, a drop on the tongue. Why? Ideas planted when you were young. The path to credence, so lucid as stone. They kicked up and down the same, made no bets, turned down no trade, and hovered right next, owning the edge. Well, carry yourself like your daddy taught, circle back to the way you thought you'd always be. You know you'd always be. It's a grateful rewind, a drop on the tongue. Why ideas planted when you were young. buried alive in our own thoughts, but we meant well. And yeah, well, we mean well. We all come from the same cloth, buried alive in our own thoughts, but we meant well. And yeah, well, we mean.
Same cloth, Aaron Davis.
And to think that's recorded in a cabin along the Snake River up in the Hoback, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, I'm really lucky to be kind of nestled up against the National Forest, and there's 70 miles of National Forest to the next road if you walk out our back door. And so that's been something that was sort of unexpected in the last couple years, and been thankful. Had a couple grants through the Arts Council as well that mm-hmm. helped upgrade a little bit of gear. And so, yeah, it's been a fun project, and working on some other people's records as well. Jason Tyler Burton's got a great one coming out here soon.
It's another Kentucky connection. Of course, you're originally from Kentucky, yeah. as is Jason Tyler Burton.
Yeah, and his album was called Kentucky, and mine is, you know, half of it is sort of comes from some Kentucky subjects, and mm-hmm. some actually that have just been kind of kicking around for a while. Hitching a Concordia, and is about where my grandparents' farm was for a long time, and they left it to the Davis family, and so I spend time there and do some writing there as well.
What part of the state is that?
That's in Meade County, Kentucky, up by Brandenburg.
Okay.
It's kind of a funny spot there in the Bible Belt, and that's what the song's about. It's a wet county surrounded by 9 dry counties, so the influx on a Friday afternoon is impressive.
Well, my county's dry, so I'm headed for that line. I'll see you on the other side. That old Bible Belt is on to take. Knock off. Today, well, carry on, buddy, keep your wits about. The orchestra I will shout. Oh, hitching the Concordia. Oh, hitching the Concordia, buddy. Oh, hitching the Concordia. Don't miss color outside the line. Oh, beyond the hill is Wesley and Lorraine. She's living right next door. Rodelia is the place you might strike gold. From the blue hole does the story unfold. Stowe's Country Store, just walk through the door. Even brethren can partake. Cause it's not about your cause, and I won't push mine. Just don't get between me and a wine. Oh, hitch in the Concordia. Oh, hitch in the
Tell us about the song Wolves.
Yeah, you know, Wolves is, that's really sort of what this album was built around, that song. You know, it's basically a coming of age story. And I wanted it to get really anxious and grow really big, the arrangement. And so had a lot of cool voices on there. Isaac Hayden, Cree Miller. Is on there, and Matt Heron on fiddle, and that arrangement I probably spent the most time on and the mm-hmm. most layering, and wanted it to really come off a particular way. And not the whole album was like that, but that song in particular, I was kind of had a more of a vision for the arrangement.
They weren't aggressive yet. You could hardly tell. Outside waiting for you to come of age, for you to come of age. Taught to pledge allegiance, not to question the rule. Well, the wolves are already prowling. Oh, they gotta feed.
without a fee. Set dicks and pick up sticks, wrecking bikes, not drinking six. No BS and no bag of tricks, but that doesn't matter now. 39's a new heart attack, like biscuits and gravy and feedback. A baker's dozen, three to be exact. The wolves are at the heel. The wolves are at his heels. The wolves are at the heel.
I'm talking with Aaron Davis from Jackson about the new album, Be Meander.
Yeah, Einstein's Ashes, since we're standing here next to the Snake River. I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I've always had this magnetism to water, rivers and lakes, and being in the water and fishing and all kinds of stuff. And come to find out that Albert Einstein also had an affinity for rivers and studied the meandering of rivers. And actually, his son studied at UC Berkeley professionally and put out papers about it. And so the nugget of the song came from Einstein, and when he passed away, his ashes were tossed in an undisclosed river. And that was sort of the nest egg of it,
cool.
Because I started thinking about all these, the concept of that and how cool it is. And I actually demoed that at Jack White's studio in Nashville.
Sweet.
In their little, they have a booth where you can record and it spits out a little vinyl.
Oh, nice.
And so I demoed it there, and that was kind of the first recording that happened for the album.
Einstein's ashes believed in the river, meander as you will to the great unknown. Einstein's ashes, daydreaming song. Not a fool for yesterday, but an unturned stone. Not a fool for yesterday, but an unturned stone. Find the bowl. Corkscrew cowboy, enter as one waits, be at one with what you cannot stow. You have the arrow, boy, must find the bowl. Dig into an inner Einstein, simmer at the base of mountains. Long haul resistance makes the hand.
Talking with Aaron Davis and the Mystery Machine, the new album Meander, and you are one busy dude playing a lot of gigs this summer. Looking forward to What Fest at the Alibi in Laramie this year, a little bit of a different venue. It's moved from Park County to Encampment Riverside and now in Laramie. Oh, Centennial last year.
Right, yeah. I'm excited to get back. This is the first time the Mystery Machine has played it. I'm excited that Adam and the Wet Fest board were able to really keep things going, you know, despite having some tribulations with venues. So we're excited to get back to Laramie, as we always are. It's one of our favorite places to play in the region, and Wet Fest is a special one. It's a down-home, gritty backyard festival that I've always been glad to be a part of. So
the crowds are very appreciative, too.
Yes, yeah, and it's, for me, like, it's, I love the Laramie scene, the musician scene, and it's a chance to reconnect with some of those people and get out and about in our great state and play some music outside.
Aaron is all over Wyoming and who knows where. I'm sure some border states. If you need more information, folks can visit your website and social media.
Yeah, AaronDavisMusic.com or Aaron Davis Songs on the socials. And yeah, psyched to get back to Laramie area.
Folks can get that record as well.
Yeah, it's on all the streaming services, and then I have a mom and pop shop on my website if people are interested in physical copies. And it's out there in the world, into the wild.
All right, very good. Thank you, Aaron.
appreciate it, Grady. Thanks to WPR, too, for spinning the tunes.